The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Who's sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration, Paul Davis Emergency Services, charlotte.pauldavis.com. Not emergency services, as in if you're having some pain in your arm and clutching your chest. Not that kind. Emergency services like industrial cleanups and things like that. Quickly, we can play do an edition of Talk About Her Behind Her Back, because Alexis is not going to be here for the first part of Share Funny today. Adam has her on some sort of a call, meeting, some kind of a Zoom something or another.
Oh.
So what do we want to say about her? And look, the rule is that you can't come back and send her messages or tell her what we said.
Yeah.
That's not good. When you play Talk About Them Behind Their Back. What, you don't want to do it?
No. I said snitching. Snitching. Yeah. You know? That's not cool. Don't be snitching on people. I'm just trying to talk a little mess.
So, yeah, one thing we can talk about her behind her back. She stank.
Oh my God. Funky.
Always smelling like fajitas.
Yeah. Well, I have to piss me off every time making fun of how old I am.
Yeah, she's been going in on you.
Sorry. I almost said the F word.
You did say the F word.
It's like, damn. Yeah. I don't know why. What was the other day that I just said something? Like, when we were kids, Bob, she's like, I said when we were kids means I was old.
Yeah, what was it? It was like a record, something about a record player or something. Yeah. Or no, I know what it was. It was about the VCR having a remote that was attached by a wire, I think.
Yeah.
And she was just like, her mind was blown. And she started making fun of you.
Or is when I said something right in the 90s that I never had a weird, I didn't have a weird email address. Because, see, you know, when I was 25 when you got the internet, like in the 90s.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Or was it when you told her that your favorite gift you got for Christmas when you were 11 was a pack of Jacks?
I never said that.
Maybe it was that.
Yeah.
A top.
Yeah. A single top.
Yeah, top.
And an orange.
I know I'm old. Do you think the world didn't exist before your ass was born?
Yeah.
Well, but that wasn't really her fault. Was it yesterday the guy made the comment about you look like you had butterscotch in your pocket?
Yeah.
That that was somebody else. And you say you were going to go back and go after that guy.
I didn't have time.
Respond
it was a waste
to
of my
him.
Time. He's not worth it.
What was his name?
King Island Dick or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
King Island Dick?
Yeah. Swing King or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Never is.
Well, but I mean.
Yeah, more waste my time. I had things to, I got, you know. I'm me. I got things to do, man.
And what was it today that Alexis was on you about? Because you said that we used to have Hershey syrup out of a can.
Yeah.
Yeah. That did sound real. I never heard of that either, but I wasn't going
to
say
it. But then we used to have to
be respectful. Like, my dad would tell me stuff that I'd never heard of before. I'd be like, oh, really? That's cool. I wouldn't be like, oh, your ass is old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. She needs to be respectful.
Be respectful, damn.
Yeah, for elders.
Yeah. Know your role and shut your mouth.
Sam, The Rock?
Yeah.
Now,
what's your name? Alexis. It doesn't matter what your name is.
It doesn't matter what your
name is. It's my favorite thing ever.
But she said, well, you'd have to use it all and then at one time when you open that can. And then I said, well, you put foil over the top of it. But then they brought it up to speed with modern technology. Because they would give you a little rubber lid to go on it.
Yeah.
You remember that? That was after a while.
But. Yeah. I don't know if she's aware. I think the Nature Boy Ric Flair said it best. It's Space Mountain. Oldest ride in the park still has the longest line.
Hey. Take that.
I don't like that.
I mean, what a great line.
Pretty good.
Oldest ride, longest line.
But I think I'm one of the few people on planet Earth that doesn't freak out over Hershey syrup. It's okay. It's just it's kind of bitter. For
we
me.
We never put it on ice cream. We just or my mom used it to make milkshakes.
Yeah,
vanilla ice cream, milk, and a bunch of Hershey syrup and blend it up. That's the only way we ever had it.
Yeah, but we would make chocolate milk with it, and you know,
really,
just put it in the glass with the milk and stir it up. It used to come in like there was a certain brand of box brownies that had a little can of it that you put into the brownie mix. You know how now they'd have a pouch,
yeah,
and whatever. It was just that can of Hershey syrup. But I would much rather have something fudge.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to drink chocolate milk, I would rather have Quick.
Never had it.
Oh my
never
god.
Had
oh
Quick.
Man.
I've
come
never
on.
Had a YooHoo or a Nesquik. Never had them.
YooHoo is one of those things where you. I don't know if I've ever had a YooHoo that lasted longer than 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
It looks watery.
Oh, it's so good. It's,
a YooHoo is really so good. And it's what I'm with you. Sometimes you think like, maybe that's not going to be that great. And then once you taste it, it's, oh my gosh.
Especially if it's really, really cold.
Yeah. But Quick, Nestle's Quick was a staple of my life until I went to college, maybe even after I was in college. It's so good. You get some cold milk and just drop some Quick in there, mix it up real fast, and guzzle that stuff.
You know what blew my mind, Ace, whenever I met Jody? She made, the first time I ever watched her make hot chocolate with Quick and milk.
She made hot chocolate with Quick.
Yeah. Yeah. That was crazy.
Like homemade chocolate milk. I mean, homemade hot chocolate.
Yeah.
So she didn't get like the little hot chocolate packet.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, like, which I Swiss love. Miss? Yeah. Yeah. I love those Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss hot chocolate packets are great.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, hot milk and Quick.
And that was hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could be.
It's, yeah.
Just, yeah.
You spirit that up.
I never thought of it that way.
But YooHoo, Riggins, you need to get a YooHoo.
Is it a soda?
No, it's not carbonated.
It's not carbonated.
It's chocolate water is basically what it is.
Oh.
it's exactly what it looks like.
It does look like
and it's good.
Chocolate water.
I haven't had one in forever, but it's good.
There was
but you can't just sip it, though. You got to just guzzle it.
Yeah, get it really, really cold.
They come in the smallest packages, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's in the soda aisle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll try it.
But you know what you got to do? Get it real cold.
Get it real cold.
Real
cold. Get it cold.
Yeah, I mean real cold.
It's like a Dr. Brownie. Have you ever seen those in the vending machines?
Nuh-uh.
Like in an old school vending machine? There was one at the gas station and it had, I think it was called Dr. Brownie or something. And I was like, that must be like a YooHoo or something. I don't know.
Dr. Brownie.
Something like that. Dr. Chocolate or Dr. Brownie.
Sounds kind of offensive.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, hopefully I'm not totally messing that up.
I hope you're not talking about your physician.
Yeah. What you just called?
Dr. Brown.
Okay, here she is.
All right, shut up.
Just made it back in.
I don't care how y'all talking about me.
How'd that sales call go?
Good, because I'm going to make us some money. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the point. What were you saying?
Why we can't you tell you because like we played a game called Talk About Them Behind Their Back.
Okay, well, that's great. Did you guys have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Then that's all I care about, that you guys had fun and that you laughed and that you felt jolly.
Have you ever had a YooHoo?
No.
What?
I don't like chocolate milk.
It's not chocolate milk. It's chocolate water. Much better.
That sounds gross.
Much better.
What you looking at, chocolate water?
Ew.
Who doesn't like chocolate milk?
I just don't. But I don't drink milk either. That's why I didn't grow. Because I didn't drink milk. That's what my mom told me. Yep.
Got what you deserved.
But, I mean, the milk you were offered growing up, I'm sure it was just like goat's milk, wasn't it?
Oh, my
it?
God. It was regular milk. Yeah. Shut up.
Straight from the teat.
I used to drink strawberry milk.
Ooh. Yeah, I love that. I do love strawberry milk.
Nesquik.
Strawberry ice cream and strawberry cake and strawberry milk and all that is stuff that I didn't develop a taste for until I was an adult. When I was a kid, my mom, I'd come in, my mom, the rare occasion she'd be baking something, and if it was a strawberry cake, I'd be like, oh, no. Oh, we got strawberry ice cream? Like when you got the Neapolitan, I never got the strawberry part of it.
No way.
Did you like strawberry shortcake?
No, I was more of a Looney Tunes.
Okay. Yeah.
A new...
Yeah, stupid.
Gay! No.
You like strawberry shortcake.
No, I wasn't into strawberry shortcake. I mean, I didn't like strawberry shortcake until I was an adult.
I always thought it was delicious. So yeah. It wasn't my favorite.
Anytime it's a woman's cake.
Anytime my mom made it, I was like, that's good, but I would never ask for one. It's like a surprise. Hey, we made this. Oh, great.
Yeah, you don't ever hear a man go, you know what I'm craving? Some sponge cake.
Right.
Angel food.
Yeah. Cake. And there's nothing wrong with food. It. It was just something I would never have asked for ever. Yeah. But whenever we had one, I was like, oh, that was good.
Y'all like a coffee cake?
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
It doesn't do a lot.
Seems like an old person thing to eat.
Yeah.
Coffee cake.
Yeah, old woman like thing.
You put them on the table when people come over or something. I don't know. It seems weird.
Yeah. It's barely a cake. I mean, that's pretty ballsy to call it a cake. Yeah. You're like, I don't know. I've had a lot of cake. That doesn't seem to fit the bill.
Yeah, two things that are women things, pasta salad and cake with no icing. Whether it's a pound cake or angel food cake.
Oh, I love pound cake. I love a pound cake.
You ever heard the song Pound Cake by Van Halen?
No.
Well, it's good too.
What kind of pound cake are you talking about?
Great video.
It's like a sex thing?
Yeah.
Is that what it's meaning?
Yeah.
Pound cakes, like booty cheeks. I mean, I don't know.
Trying to class it up a little bit here.
Yeah, I was trying.
You talk about a pound of booty cheeks. You just walked in.
We talk about pound of booty cheeks.
Hell yeah.
Clap that booty cheeks.
Clap them cheeks.
Got off a client call.
Pound and booty cheeks.
We're so excited to have you on board, part of ATJ.
Y'all talk about pound of booty cheeks. Let me get up here and talk about them cheeks. Slapping them cheeks.
It'd be like that.
It do be like that.
Damn.
He's like kicked open the door. We talking about cheeks. Damn cheeks. I'll be spraying them cheeks.
Woo. Getting on that pound cake.
Pow, pow, pow. Wobble, wobble, wobble. Rob, whatever you do, please, by Monday, have us something that says Ace and TJ personality profile, Riggins. You talking about booty cheeks, pound cake.
You talking about pound booty cheeks. Is that what we doing? But in all seriousness, is that what it was talking about? Pounded booty cheeks?
No, it's a sexual thing, but I don't think it meant, you know, pounded booty cheeks specifically.
The line is, let me get on some of that pound cake.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
When you say pound.
Booty cheeks. such a debutante. Uh-huh. Got a winner here, boys.
Yeah, that's what I get out of that. Anytime she hears the word pound, whatever follows is sexual in nature.
Pounding them cheeks.
We got a pound of grapes. We're taking these grapes to Pound Town. Where we go? Is that what we're doing?
Pounding cheeks.
Like grapes. You're talking about nuts.
Ew.
You're talking about balls.
That's disgusting.
My God.
If you're comparing grapes to balls, that's not good.
Listen, you're talking about pounding.
Ew, gross.
Okay, Rob has some audio for us. He just brought it in, this TikTok, and introduced us to these guys, and he thinks that they are from here in our home market of Charlotte, North Carolina. They're famous TikTokers.
I confirmed it. In their bio, it says what city it's Huntersville, which is...
Oh, okay, so yeah, that's...
I haven't heard he is. Is it funny?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny. So we'll get to that next.
What is Ace and TJ Plus? Well, it's the Ace and TJ Show. Plus, loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast recorded live, weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. There's more Share Funny coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's
go! If you've had some damage or you know somebody who's had damage from a storm, flood, fire, any of that stuff, you need Paul Davis Restoration. Their emergency response team. Oh, it's a team of emergency responders is what it is at Paul Davis. So... Well, they're actually technicians. That's what they're called. Technicians.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Specifically, know what's needed to repair and rebuild a property in order to return it to its pre-loss condition. Charlotte.PaulDavis.com is where you go. Proud sponsor of Ace and TJ's Share Funny.
Yeah. Shockingly, they really are proud of it. They're very nice people and... They're into it.
Proud, or as a lot of country folks say, prideful.
I'm proudful. I'm
too prideful.
That's right.
Okay, Rob, what is the TikTok account? This is so people can go follow them if they wish.
It is at Print Fairy, PrintFairy.
Okay.
Print Fairy.
Now, how did you stumble across this?
It was on my FYP, my For You page.
Yeah.
All right.
I then saw one, and I wanted to go see if they did more, just because mm-hmm. I was intrigued.
Yeah.
But basically, it's just they go to a place and they tell you what their food order is.
Are they mukbangers, or are they just showing you what they got?
They're just showing you their orders.
Like, you don't watch them eat it. No. They just tell you what they got.
Right.
Okay. And this is the one that you were playing for us earlier?
Yes.
Where they went to... in where we they're from where we live, and in this area we have a chain that's built around chicken tenders and that sort of thing. It's called Zaxby's, and this is the order that they got at Zaxby's, and they're all in some sort of a vehicle, like an SUV or something like that, and they've got all this food spread out in the vehicle.
Zaxby's orders.
Hey, it's Dakota. So I've got options today. I've got a grilled cheese sandwich, an order of coleslaw, a order of fried pickles with a side of ranch, a order of white cheddar cheese bites, my favorite, a medium fry, a signature spicy chicken sandwich, an apple juice, and a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Damn. Hey guys, it's Brandon. I'm back this week. I've got fried pickles, a basket of Texas toast, the kickin' chicken sandwich with fry, and a house salad.
Hey, it's Jackson. It's the weekend, and I'm ready to shake my booty thing. So I wing some things, and I'm grinning like a possum because I'm finally going to try to check out the fried pickles. Moisture down, I got the Coke Zero.
Guys, it's Emily. I got the Big Zach snack meal with a side of fries and a large sweet tea to drink.
And Brandon forgot his drink. It's a
42-ounce Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper Queens.
Wow.
That video's got 256,000 views already. Yeah. It's been 4 days.
I never think to get an apple juice.
Or a grilled cheese.
Yeah, at Zaxby's.
But if you're getting that in addition to all the other stuff that he got with his order.
He has the apple juice in one hand and then a soda in the other hand.
Well, because he must have ordered the kids' meal.
Yeah. Because my son used to always get the grilled cheese meal at Zaxby's.
Hmm.
And trust me,
That grilled cheese is delicious.
And that kicking chicken sandwich.
That's what I got.
Wings and things is my fave.
I didn't know they had fried pickles and all that stuff.
Zaxby says everything.
Yeah.
So from now on, I will refer to it as ranch, though.
Ranch.
Ranch.
The thing I like about Zaxby's is they remind you, not a drive-thru, not fast food. That when you go in, they used to have a sign in the one that was by us that would say, like, just please remember, this is not fast food.
Yeah.
So just because you're ordering at a counter, don't come up here like 2 seconds later wondering where your food is. It takes a minute.
Love Zaxby's. Mm.
Yeah.
So that's all they do, Rob, is they just go from place to place. Every time they order something together, they'll show what they're eating.
Well, they have other videos, but I don't want to watch
them. Yeah, you just care about the food.
I just want to see how much food they're ordering.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a segment of YouTube where women will say, they call them hauls. Here's my TJ Maxx haul. So they'll go shopping, and then they'll show the camera. I got this top for $4. I got this candle. You know, all the random shit that you find at a TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
There is an audience for that, to just show off what you bought that day.
Oh.
Costco hauls.
Yeah. Sheen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
One of the better ones, might I point out?
Sheen?
Yeah.
It's like Alexis has been shopping there a lot. So.
Yeah, I thirst trap in them outfits.
Oh, so it's like
a what?
Fashion Nova type of thing.
It's not Fashion Nova.
Yeah, it's like
it's an online clothing store, though. I mean,
relatively inexpensive bikinis.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, among other things, but you see a lot of
for
Sheen
Alexis
hauls.
Type. Yeah. For Alexis type.
What are Alexis type?
Thirst trappers.
Hmm.
You know.
Okay.
Pontoon twerkers.
Okay, I do not twerk on the pontoon.
Twerking on a tune. Keep going. I want to know what else you got. What other descriptions do you have of pontoon twerkers, thirst trappers?
Check it out.
Attention whores.
Oh.
Whoa, Rob.
I said attention first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, like as in attention, whores. I got something to say.
Sorry.
Listen up, whores.
I'll get you back.
Let me have your attention, please, whores.
To the whores. Wow.
But that's all it is swimsuits and stuff?
I mean, they have other stuff, but it is like cheaper clothing.
Oh, okay.
It's cute.
I saw a girl online that played a trick on her boyfriend. They went off on vacation together, and she bought him a swimsuit where as soon as it gets wet, the threads dissolve.
I saw that.
And you ever seen that?
And then so it just falls off?
The waist stays intact, but the sides come undone, and it's just flapping out. You know, he has to take it and hold it up against himself.
That was
what kind of prank is that? You're naked in public. Yeah. I could get arrested for that.
Yeah, he's just trying to walk out, get out of the ocean, and next thing you know, his swimsuit's
gone.
Yeah,
he was in the pool at the resort. The trick that I saw, the prank she pulled.
That's
on.
Funny.
Wow.
I guess it's funny.
But so is it like that, Alexis? Can you buy those things there?
They don't have those.
It's called Sheen.
Sheen.
Ace, does your wife shop at the Sheen? Is that how you know about it?
Yeah, she got some, not bikinis, but some other clothes there. Like a cover up for the pool,
yeah,
the beach, whatever. A couple of those and like a top short combo. Mm. But it's all pretty inexpensive stuff.
Yeah.
I got a cute dinosaur bikini that I'm so excited to wear from there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those, you see like dump a bunch of outfits out of the kitchen table. It's like, like, what did that cost? $40.
Yeah, you know, whatever. So it's like the best.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like it. So is it less expensive than H&M?
About the same. Maybe a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
But about the same.
Okay.
Same quality of clothing, too.
Wow. And it lasts through a washing?
Yeah, it lasts through a washing.
Mm.
Keyword there being A. No, I don't know. Seems fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yikes. Well, I'm sure I know some people who use it. Not I. Is it only women's clothing?
Yeah, I think they only have women's clothing.
Probably
they only have women's.
Yeah, I've never seen any guy posting about it, and I didn't bother. I've never looked to see if they had men's.
But do guys do that?
They come in and go.
But men do the, this is my haul, and they come in from, you know, Walmart, or they come in from the mall, and they say, I got this shirt and this shirt.
I mean, the guys that did the Zaxby's, they might also do some malls. Maybe.
Yeah, it looks like those guys, their biggest biggest views are all seem to be food related.
Yeah.
They're getting views, good views on other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good way to make money, just showing off what you ate at a fast food restaurant that day. Yeah. It's pretty good.
And it doesn't even look like they eat all of it.
Probably
doesn't. It looks like they just buy it and do the video because there's no way those guys are, because they're not fat.
Yeah, they're skinny minis.
Although the woman, the Emily, wasn't really bringing it.
No, she
all she got was a chicken sandwich and something.
She got the snacks, the Big Zach snack, which is a smaller meal.
She needs
to bring it next time,
yeah.
Emily.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to you know, be eating kicking chicken thrice.
Right. It's so good. Do you get the Zach sauce and you go to that? I know they charge you for it, but it is so good.
It's so good. They're expensive. I mean, but it's not a fast food place, I guess. I think because it's a drive through, sometimes you just think it's fast food.
Everything's expensive now. Mm-hmm. Inflation. Kicking our ass. But I do. I like Zaxby's, but I like.
Oh, yeah.
Is the kicking chicken the one that's on it's the sandwich of chicken tenders that's on the Texas toast? Yeah.
And the Texas toast is like one of the best.
Drop a little hot sauce on the kicking chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Dip it in some ranch.
Yeah. And you know what happens? You rest good that night.
Oh, my God.
It's already drizzled with ranch, too. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it.
Ranch.
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 And Dr. Pepper.
Slaw. And slaw.
And slaw. Sweet tea and a Dr. Pepper.
And the apple juice.
And an apple juice.
I'm going to Houston this weekend, and every Friday evening, at this thing I go to every year, we go to this fajita place to eat. I love fajitas. And Amanda's been there with me, and she even said yesterday, she goes, are y'all going to the fajita place? I'm like, yeah, I can't wait. Every year I say the same thing. Okay, let's don't start out the weekend by gorging ourselves on food. And every time, like, I don't want to eat again for 2 days because I eat so damn much. It is so damn good.
Just fajitas?
Yeah. Well, really? I mean, no, it's a Mexican restaurant.
Oh.
But their specialty is these fajitas are phenomenal. Like, it's
that good.
Hands down the best Mexican meal I've ever had in my life. Every time you go.
And what do you get?
We just order it's a big platter.
But fajitas?
Yeah.
I bet it stinks in there.
Yeah. It comes out. There are different levels of it, but there are six of us. That go five or six of us there, and it's one big platter. We'll order two of those platters, beef, chicken, and the meat all comes and they cut them up into strips as opposed to like chopping it up. Mm. But then there's ribs. They throw some ribs on there, not to put them on a fajita, you know, to wrap them up to make a fajita out of one. Just hey, here's some ribs and something else and sausage goes on there as well.
So you don't get your own individual plate?
No.
Ugh.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You've got these huge things.
So you're eating from a trough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're creating. Basically. Well, you have your own plate. You create your own fajita that you put on your plate.
You got damn 800 pounds a man.
Yeah.
You got to feed them.
So you're sitting there eating. Right, while I'm making this fajita, let me have a piece of sausage or seven. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. So it's like, damn, I just ate two whole long, big-ass foot-long sausage links while I was making the first fajita. Damn, slow down.
Yeah. Well, you know what you need to do? You need to make sure that nobody else gets any of that sausage, and you need to hide it before. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Swallow it whole.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Welcome back to Share Funny, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app.
Well,
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
My daughter's boyfriend, Joey, has been impressed with something about the Share Funny Ace.
Oh.
And, you know, whenever we can impress a 21-year-old boy, we want to do it.
Of course.
We want to savor it. He said, wow. So Share Funny has Manscaped as a sponsor?
Really?
Yeah, because there's a podcast that he listens to that Manscaped sponsors. It's a huge podcast. Is that, I don't know what it's called, but it's Chad and JT, the guy that goes to the city council meetings in LA. Yeah. It's like, bro, and there's like surfer dudes or whatever. So yeah, that makes us cool. Because Manscaped sponsors Share Funny.
Anything that makes us cool to 21-year-olds, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I am in.
Right.
So with Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0.
Bro.
It is totally, I can't even think of a good word.
Sick.
It's sick, yeah.
Sick.
The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and hair trimmer, the ear and nose hair trimmer. Crop preserver, crop reviver, the boxer briefs, the travel bag, all of that.
No cap.
You're gonna get with the Performance 4.0 package. Jeez. You know, it's the best in male grooming technology. 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the promo code ACETJ. ACETJ is the promo code at manscaped.com for 20% off. And free shipping.
Promo code ACETJ, A-C-E-T-J.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
That's lit.
I mean, you don't want 20% off. That's your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And free shipping.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, smart to get the product.
You want to be dumb.
Dumb, just give them more money.
Right. So, Alexis, you want to know what we were saying behind your back while you were gone?
I mean, if y'all want to tell me.
It's not eating you up?
Nope.
I think she should know.
Okay.
Ace has had his feathers ruffled because you keep harping on how old he is.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That's one of the things.
Insulting him.
How am I insulting you? It's not like I'm making things up. Like, as you guys like tell me I'm old. I'm getting old.
That's a good point.
I mean,
she's making a good point there.
It's not like I'm making up lies.
This is like a triple down.
I'm just.
Yeah. I think it's all in how you handle it. You can acknowledge something without laughing at it. Like, it's one thing to say, oh, I didn't know that was how that used to work. instead of going, your old ass. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
That's a rite of passage, though.
What, elder abuse?
You know what? It's awesome that you know about all these things that I'll never know about. Like, I'm learning at the same time.
Well, you know things I don't know about.
Antiques and stuff. So. It's like a history lesson every day.
Like the Titanic.
There you go. There you
look
go.
Look at the positives.
I just thought of something. So, Ace, you and Alexis's mom would not even have been in high school together.
How old's your mom?
She's 48.
No. Sure. She would have been in middle school. My sister's about to be 48. My sister was a year, we were 5 years apart. So when I was, she was a freshman in high school, my sophomore year of college.
Yeah, she's 48 this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she's not even 48 yet?
No, she turned 48 in March.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So she would have been in the eighth grade when I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they would have dated.
Yeah, he could be my dad.
When he was a senior, his girlfriend was in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Which was very cool back then in those times.
Was it? Wasn't eighth grade in the same, like, eighth junior high is what they used to call it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
junior high.
I went to Jones.
Mine was called a middle school, though.
Mine was called a junior. Really?
Yeah.
Mine was junior.
Winfield Middle School.
Jones Street Junior High.
Jones Street.
We are the Rattlers, the mighty, mighty Rattlers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Ace was bust.
Yeah.
I think that dates. That just sounds.
Yeah. Sure,
so
it does.
Long
of course
ago.
It does. Yeah. It's crazy.
But it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Alexis, what to be bust was?
No.
It's when they were trying to integrate the schools more and they would take suburban white kids and bus them into the black schools and then black kids and bus them into the white schools.
So instead of going to the middle school that was a few miles from my house that I had waited all through elementary school to go to, I got bused over the river. And it was like a 40-minute bus, 35-minute bus ride every day into a totally different section of town, neighborhood. Well, essentially, I was bused into the all-black part of town. And I had an awesome experience there. It was great.
What did they call you? What was their nickname for you?
Just a generic white boy.
That's it?
And white I was boy? Also called the N-word by my basketball teammates, which was weird. I had to get used to that. Like, is that okay? Is that okay? Do that?
They called him Coach.
Yeah. No, yeah, in my eighth grade year, we were there. We only went 2 years, seventh and eighth grade. In my eighth grade year, I was runner up or second runner up for Mr. Jones Street Junior High, and they had a big thing, and there was one white girl made it and one white guy. That was me. I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I had a great time. I had a blast. It was great.
There was no busing in my hometown where I went to school because there was nowhere to bus. They had one high school, one middle school, one elementary school.
Yeah.
And it was already integrated. So
So you went to school with everybody from first grade up until high school.
Yep. Wow. All the way through, yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, see, so I went through the same thing. Because my group, the people that I grew up with, we were all the ones that were bused. So essentially, they sent a bunch of us across the river into Alexandria, and a bunch of kids from that area were sent over kind of almost like you swap to see how it worked.
And I don't know if you remember this, but back in the Democrat primary elections when Kamala Harris and Biden were running against each other, she called him a racist because he was against busing and she was bused as a child. So he said, you wouldn't have wanted this little girl to go to school with white students because you were not in favor of busing. So she called him a racist, pointed out how he is a racist and everything, but then ended up teaming up with him later. Now they're all cool.
Yeah, now they're cool.
With each other.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah.
they understood each other better. You know, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. But, like I said, there was no doubt where I was going to school each year.
Did you have a nickname?
Huh?
Did you have a nickname when you were in school?
The Duke of Funk.
I mean, I know the Duke of Funk.
Sir Lix-a-Lot.
I knew it.
Ew.
Sir Lix-a-Lot.
That's not cute.
You don't like that?
No. I don't like that one.
You prude?
Alexis, at lunch at my middle school in the seventh grade, we would play basketball at lunch. It was two courts divided up. And, and you had like seventh graders, and then there was a bigger court for the eighth graders. You didn't go over there until you were in the eighth grade. Get your ass beat if you tried to. But in the seventh grade, that's where for probably half the year, none of those kids on that basketball court at lunch knew my name. It was just, white boy, you want to run? And it was always like, yeah, does that mean do I want to play? They were like, yes. Yes, sir, I would like to play with you gentlemen. It's like, me, Curtis, and the white boy. I'm like, okay. Cool.
Yes, sir. Aww.
Well, hell, because there was like, I was 13.
Yeah.
12?
In the sixth grade?
Wait, 13 in the seventh grade. What would I have been, 13 in the seventh grade? Is that right?
No.
No.
11.
No.
Yeah, much younger.
In the seventh grade?
Yeah, like 11.
In the seventh grade, you would be 12.
12. And the legal driving age was 15 in Louisiana at the time. And we had a guy who, we had two guys, but one of them that I clearly remember seeing him drive up. And I was like, did he? His name was Camille Deal. And he drove to school. And I was like, what? And somebody said, yeah, he's 15 years old. He can drive to school. I was like, oh, my God.
He had all the girls probably, huh? Since he had a car already?
I don't know. I just like would see him like, hey, man, I tried to keep my head down.
Camille Deal.
Yeah.
Okay, we can take a break, and then we'll do the one-star strip club reviews next.
Can't wait.
Share funny. A part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app. More next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's the Thursday for the ladies. Thursday.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Riggins, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one-star script club reviews.
Yes. Every week, we go to different strip clubs around the country and read real one-star strip club reviews from, you know, not-so-fashionable zip codes. And we will start.
And remember, these are written by patrons of the clubs.
Yeah.
Typically disgruntled.
Yeah.
And we believe probably fired off either in the parking lot or immediately after they went home.
That's a fair guess, I'd say, probably.
So we're talking about the type of people that attach their name,
full name,
to a review of a strip club, a negative review of a strip club.
Exactly. And it makes sense that we start in Martinsburg, West Virginia, at a place called Lust Gentlemen's Club. Pete left a one-star review. They double charge you to enter the club. Then you walk in, and none of the quote-unquote dancers are talented whatsoever. None of the girls on stage or on the tables were even dancing. Just rolling around like pigs in the mud, spreading it wide open. Imagine that. Big, fat girls rolling around, just spreading it open. Terrible first experience for going to a strip club.
Oh, no.
It's the first strip club.
First.
I don't think that's that out of the ordinary. That's kind of what they do.
Hey, old fat girl.
Imagine that. And like he wants you to picture. Imagine that. Yeah. Big fat girls rolling around.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
It open. Yeah. In Martinsburg, West Virginia. Then we can go to Gold Diggers Gentlemen's Club on the West Coast in Fresno, California. Jeffrey left a short one-star review. He just said, lots of nasty girls. Typical Fresno. A lot of people will do that. Yeah. They, wherever they're from, they're just like, it's standard, par for the course for where I live. Then we can go back to the Pink Lady in Clarksville, Tennessee. Paul left a one-star review. I went here and there, maybe two or three good dancers. Rest weren't that great. I gave cash to the ones that were actually good. The owner didn't seem very nice, but once me and my group left, one of the strippers screamed out from the stage, thanks for not giving us any cash. Like, how rude. That's why you work at this crusty-ass place dancing for the roaches.
Crusty-ass place.
I mean, that is rude for the stripper to say, thanks for not giving us any cash. Or whatever. And then another one-star review from the Pink Lady, Marshall, wrote, this place absolutely blows. The Mexican door guy tried to charge me and my friend $30 each to enter. I talked him down to about 10 bucks per person.
I didn't know that was negotiable.
I didn't either. I met a really beautiful and really tiny girl that was newly pregnant. She was sucking down those cigarettes, I'm assuming, for the newborn. I'd have to say that she was the only highlight. This place stinks, overcharging for BYOB, and it's way too small. So, didn't seem to mind.
Tiny, newly pregnant?
Newly pregnant. Huh? She must have told him. Sometimes they'll do that. They'll give you the whole life story if you ask them how their day is going.
Newly pregnant and smoking.
Yeah. Then we'll go out to the Men's Club of Reno. Reno's got a ton of strip clubs. This is the Men's Club of Reno in Reno, Nevada. Daniel left a short one-star review, two words. Pubes everywhere.
Ew. That's gross.
One star.
That's it.
Pubes everywhere. I mean, everywhere?
That's just disgusting.
They were everywhere.
That's my disgusting. God, that's
so gross. Then we can go to Charleston, West Virginia, at Elite Gentlemen's Club. Danny wrote, easily the worst strip club of all time. Three ugly girls. None of them danced. They sat at the bar and drank lemonade the whole time I was there. Never even saw a nipple. One star.
Didn't even see the nipple.
Drinking lemonade.
I learned experience. Never even saw a nipple.
Never. Not once. Worst of all time.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah. Then we can go to the Palomino Club in North Las Vegas, Nevada. John wrote, if I could give this place less than one star, I would. I got robbed during a VIP dance because a girl named Honey tried to perform a headstand in front of me, and my chin hairs touched her vagina. I complained, and they did not give me my money back, for which I had already paid for the dance. One star. I don't know if you got, it's not quite getting robbed. You had a complaint about the dance, which is fair. I mean, I guess you could complain about whatever, but chin hairs touched her vagina.
And remember, he goes back and makes an effort to type that information into this review.
Yeah, and she's working for money. She did a handstand.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. She's really trying to perform. And he's like, I don't like that. Well, come on, buddy. You're in North Las Vegas at the Palomino Club. You're going to get some vagina in your face.
I mean, that's what they kind of do sometimes.
That's what they do. They're strippers.
Yeah.
So those are the one-star strip club reviews.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy at a radio convention we were at one time who went out to a strip club one night after all of the sessions and everything were done, and he came back with a broken nose because the girl missed, and she was going to do that same move to him, and he was up against the wall, and she... because his head wouldn't give whenever her pelvic bone hit him in the face, and it broke his nose.
Pelvic bone broke his nose?
Yeah. She was going to flip over and plant her feet against the wall on either side of his head. And I guess her feet didn't come over. And when she came over, she flipped and her pelvic bone hit his nose and slammed his head back into the wall. So she just, like, all that force broke his nose.
That's embarrassing.
Like, he walks in the next day and he's got bandages all across his face like that. Yeah, like, what in the hell has happened?
That girl got some strong pelvic bones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then had to come up with something he was going to tell his wife.
Oh, she didn't know.
No. Uh-uh.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's nothing but trouble in those places.
That's a tough one.
All I'm going to say, there's nothing but trouble.
And then you've got this incredible story.
Robbed.
You have to tell everybody on your staff, you know, we cannot talk about this on the radio.
Yeah. Everybody's like, that's a lie. That's clearly a lie.
Wow.
But
your husband comes home and tells you his nose was broken by a stripper slamming her pelvic bone into his face against a wall. Is that okay?
I mean, I'd be like, you're dumb. That's what I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, she's in it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
She's just curious.
Strip club.
She'd just be mad he didn't take her.
Yeah. Good for you.
Exactly. Better not owe her any money because she better owe you some money because she broke your nose.
Mm. Yeah.
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 Get that money.
Get that money.
Get that money.
Get that money.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.